Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom Klal Yud Zayin. We're looking at Siman Tes Zayin. We discussed this point before, and now we're going to see it more directly. So the Chayodom starts off, and he says, "Kaifin b'nei ha'ir azeh leave no space akinesis." That the B'nai Ha'ir have the authority and have the power to pressure everybody in the community to contribute towards the cost of building a Beis HaKnesses. How do we calculate this amount? So the Poskim say that when it comes to building a Beis HaKnesses, we calculate it according to financial ability. It's called a fee moment. So a person who has greater financial ability has a greater chiyuv. A person who has less financial capabilities, it has a lesser chiyuv. In a case where it's impossible to build, whatever reason they're not able to get the rishus to build, etc., there's still a chiyuv to rent the place to daven, and that is calculated half lefi momen and half lefi nefashos, which means each person in the community has to give something, and according to the number of people in his household which will benefit from the shul, he would give that amount of some amount of money corresponding to that. And the other half, that would be half of the cost, would be calculated lefi nefashos. The remaining half of the cost would be calculated according to people's financial ability. How long does somebody have to be in the city to be considered one of the B'nai Ha'ir for this purpose? So there's the Gemara in Bava Basra talks about other chiyuvim which are incumbent upon the members of the city. And basically we have two criteria. One is a time issue, one is an intent issue. A person comes there with intent to stay. It is clearly obvious that he's planning to stay. He becomes one of the B'nai Ha'ir immediately. A person is clearly coming with intent not to stay. He's coming to learn in a yeshiva. He's not. He clearly has a home somewhere else. He's just here temporarily. So he does not get the din of a B'nai Ha'ir. If a person is there, comes stam, it's not clear what his purpose is. If he stays 12 months, he's considered one of the B'nai Ha'ir, and he's mechuyev to pay the different chiyuvim of the B'nai Ha'ir. We did mention before from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said this mitzvah is only fulfilled if you build a makom which is miyuchin for tefillah and Torah. Therefore, it is a kiyum of vasili mikdash. But if you build a shul al tanai, and therefore you're not putting the kedushas of a makom onto the place, you do not fulfill this mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have a place which is mekudesh and has the special kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, that when you daven there, you're going to get the extra benefit of a kedusha Beis HaKnesses. So something's built on tonight would not accomplish that. This mitzvah, okay, one last point. Is this a kiyum? What level of chiyuv is this? So clearly it's one of the chiyuvim of the B'nai Ha'ir, which there are many chiyuvim of the B'nai Ha'ir, which the Gemara Bava Basra talks about in the first parak. And these are, we see that there are needs of people in the community, and there's a responsibility of the community to provide them. Everybody has to contribute towards those needs. That for sure is true, but is there something beyond that? So possibly we are talking about a kiyum deraisa of the mitzvah of asili mikdash. So the Torah says, regards to building the base of mikdash, building the mishkan. The Torah uses also asili mikdash. So the Seichemed brings, in the name of certain svarim, that you fulfill vasili mikdash by building a Beis HaKnesses. He brings some disagreement, say that this is not that's only that which we refer to a shul as a mikdash ma'at. That's not enough to say that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of vasili mikdash. So some say it's a chiyuv derabanan, some say it's not a chiyuv derabanan. It's part of the dinim of the B'nai Ha'ir. Whatever you learn, there's definitely a chiyuv to build this or to provide a place for tefillah. We'll see later on, this is Hashem, that above and beyond building the building and above and beyond providing the makom of kedusha, we have to provide a minyan. So the people in the community have responsibility to make sure that they attend minyan, and we'll talk about those halachas, that the same way I can force you to contribute money to make sure that there is a shul, I can force you to contribute yourself, that you come bodily to the shul to take part of the minyan, to make sure that there's a minyan. So we'll talk about those halachas, b'ezras Hashem. Meanwhile, have a good morning.